Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Nehemiah. All the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women and all who could hear and understand. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read it from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their heads. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation, and they gave the sense so the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine. Send portions to them for whom there has nothing been prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you." Nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, so that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, and various types of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess the gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread throughout all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Last year in EFM, we spent some time discussing power and how as individuals we sometimes are in a position of power over others, and sometimes others are in a position of power over us. We used a concept called the cycle of gospel living, which was created by Eric Law of the Kaleidoscope Institute. The reason it's called a cycle is because we can cycle in and out of being in power and not being in power. The point is to recognize where we are in the cycle, and if we are in power, we need to spend time listening. And if we're in a position of powerlessness, we can do the most good by speaking up. For example, I am in a situation of power when I'm running my business. I'm the boss, and everyone is supposed to do what I tell them to do. Yes. But it is in everyone's best interest for me to listen to my employees, to understand their situation, so that I can be the best leader for them as possible. On the other hand, when I'm in a brand new situation, like the first time I ever served on a nonprofit board, I can feel intimidated. In that particular case, I didn't understand the language and I didn't understand the process. It was my job to speak up and ask questions and learn, not to be quiet. Although you may not be able to identify with my situations exactly, all of you cycle through power and powerlessness as well. You may have felt powerlessness as a child or in a new situation or had a dominating teacher or boss. Possible times of power could be as a parent or leader of a committee. And it doesn't have to be a time you could boss someone around. Those of us who are regulars here will have power over visitors just by knowing the inclusive language and how to use the prayer book, while a visitor could feel intimidated by not being an insider. It puts the visitor in a position of powerlessness. I bring all this up today because today's gospel reading is about power and the use of power. In our reading in Luke, we are in the early part of Jesus' ministry, where he has just been baptized and been tempted by the devil during 40 days of fasting. Luke introduces today's passage by saying, quote, "Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee." So Jesus goes around to a few places and then comes to his hometown of Nazareth. It appears he is highly respected, for he's asked to read in the synagogue and expound on that reading. And in fact, he's asked to give a sermon. The reading he gives is from Isaiah. In this reading, the prophet Isaiah is stating that he's been anointed by God to release the captives and set free the oppressed. When Jesus had completed the reading, he sat down. It was the custom at that time for the rabbi to sit down to deliver his interpretation of the scripture. Jesus then says, quote, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus is saying that the passage is about him. He is saying he is the anointed one by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word anointed may not be strong enough in English to express how profound Jesus' proclamation is. The word anointed means Messiah from Hebrew and means the Christ from Greek. Jesus is saying he is the promised one that the Jews have been waiting for. What is interesting is what Jesus does with this power. He does not do the expected by making Israel militarily great again and go and conquer the world. Jesus is using his power to release the captives and set free the oppressed, as was said in that reading that Jesus gave from Isaiah. His message and ministry and purpose is not to create a country to dominate over others, but to lift up the powerless. The Isaiah passage that Jesus read is full of promises, and Jesus says that he is the fulfillment of those promises. We see that happen in at least three senses: his earthly life and ministry, his continuing work through the Spirit, and his coming again at the end of the time to make all things new. In the first sense, during his earthly life, Jesus sets this example throughout his whole ministry by connecting with the poor and the sick and lifting them out of their powerlessness. If you pay close attention to these stories, you will notice he rarely just heals someone without first engaging them in conversation and asking what they want. He is showing us examples of how to use power. You use power by listening to the powerless. He helps them by giving them a voice, by allowing them to speak for themselves. He is helping them have power over their own life. Then Jesus uses his power to fulfill their need. In the second sense, in the continuing work of Jesus through the Holy Spirit in recent times, we have great examples to follow, such as Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and their method of nonviolent protest. Their method was to get the powerful to listen to those who were being oppressed. But not all of us are in a position to create great social change, but that doesn't mean we can't have an effect on others. Just because there are so many people in need, we shouldn't let ourselves become overwhelmed to the point of inaction. It's easy to become discouraged and assume that we're in a losing battle and making the world a better place. But that is not true. By just helping one person, we can make a difference. If just a tenth of the people of the world would just help 10 people, we would have everyone covered. There is power in numbers. And believe me, you guys do it all the time and may not even realize it. Every act of kindness you show someone else is giving up a little bit of your power over them. Using the example from before, just an act of kindness towards visitors by asking what you can do to make them more comfortable is giving up your power over them. I encourage you to keep it up. There are lots of opportunities to have an impact on others' lives. Anytime you see someone who peers out of their element or is confused by what to do next, and if you have the power to help, just ask how you can help. By doing so, you're doing Jesus' work in the world. It can help to remember the times that you have been in uncomfortable situations and someone asked you what you needed and how it lifted you up. Or maybe someone didn't ask you what you needed and how it left you with a bad taste in your mouth. Use those memories to help you follow Jesus' example by listening to those who are powerless so you can use your power to lift them up. Amen.
Let us stand together and profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found in your bulletin. We have heard God's word in faith. Let us now respond in prayer for all the world, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. For Christian people around the world, that we may become one as Christ wills us to do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who hear and read God's word with faith, that the Spirit may touch their hearts with joy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all members of the body of Christ, that we may use the gift God has given us to build up the kingdom of peace and love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves, that we may heed the Spirit's call and help all who suffer or are afflicted to bring the good news of God's love to all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and dying, and those who minister to them. For the deceased, especially Harold Cable, and those who mourn them. For all in crisis or need, and especially those on our prayer list. We pray for Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, Carol,
Regina,
give thanks to those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Pat Cahill and Drew Jones. Loving God, we come as your beloved children, presenting the needs and concerns of our hearts. Listen to our prayers and lead us in your pathway, for we come to you through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in you. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning. It's so cool in here, we might want to continue the peace and hug a little longer. It works for me. Just a couple of announcements. First of all, thanks to Gaines as our preacher this morning. Thank you, sir. He is a licensed lay preacher licensed by the bishop, and we try to hear from him as often as possible. Thank you for your good words. Just a note, we extend our Christian hope and sympathy to Ed Cahill, whose brother Harry departed this life earlier this week in Los Angeles. And Pat and Ed are there now. So when he gets back, I know that they would appreciate a word of sympathy from us. Are there any other announcements to be made today? Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you've caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of the star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. Amen. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. Amen. May God, by the power that turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform your lives and make glad your hearts. Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.